Leviticus chapter 27. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the Israelites and say to them, When a person makes a special vow to dedicate someone to the Lord by paying the value of that person, the valuation of a male from 20 to 60 years old will be 50 shekels of silver, according to the sanctuary shekel. If it is a female, then your valuation will be 30 shekels. If it is a boy from 5 to 20 years old, then your valuation will be 20 shekels, and for a girl, 10 shekels. If it is a boy from a month old to 5 years old, then your valuation will be 5 shekels of silver, and for a girl, 3 shekels of silver. If it is a man over 60 years old, then your valuation will be 15 shekels, and for a woman, 10 shekels. But if a person making the vow is too poor to pay the valuation, then he will be brought before the priest, and the priest will make an assessment for him according to what the one taking the vow can afford. If it is an animal that may be offered as an offering to the Lord, such an animal that anyone gives to the Lord will be holy. He must not substitute or change it, good for bad or bad for good. But if he does substitute one animal for another, then both the one and the substitute will be holy. If what is vowed is an unclean animal that may not be offered as an offering to the Lord, then he must set the animal before the priest, and the priest will assess its value, whether good or bad. As the priest values it, so it will be. But if the person wishes to redeem it, then he must add a fifth to its valuation. When a man consecrates his house to the Lord, then the priest will assess it, whether good or bad, as the priest assesses it, so it will stand. If the one who consecrates his house wants to redeem it, then he must add a fifth to its assessed value, and it will be his. If a person consecrates to the Lord part of the land of his possession, then the valuation will be according to the amount of seed needed to sow it. The sowing of 5 bushels of barley seed will be valued at 50 shekels of silver. If a person consecrates his field in the year of Jubilee, then the assessment value will stand. But if he consecrates his field after the Jubilee, then the priest will assess the price for it according to the years that remain until the year of Jubilee, and the assessment will be reduced accordingly. If the person who consecrates the field will redeem it, then he must add a fifth to its assessed value, and it will revert to him. If he does not want to redeem the field, or if he has sold the field to another person, he may never redeem it. When the field is released in the Jubilee, it will be holy to the Lord as a field set apart. It will become the priest's property. If he consecrates a field to the Lord that he has bought, which is not part of his inherited property, then the priest will assess for him the value until the year of Jubilee, and he must pay it on that day as something holy to the Lord. In the year of Jubilee, the field will revert to the one from whom it was bought, and to him to whom the inherited property belongs. Every evaluation must be calculated according to the shekel of the sanctuary, 20 gerahs per shekel. No one should consecrate the firstborn animal, because the firstborn already belongs to the Lord. Whether it is an ox or sheep, it is the Lord's. If it is an unclean animal, then he must ransom it according to the priest's evaluation, and must add a fifth to the valuation, or if it is not redeemed, then it must be sold according to its assessment. Nothing that a person owns that has been devoted to the Lord, whether a person, an animal, or his inherited field, may be sold or redeemed. Everything so devoted is most holy to the Lord. No one who has been devoted to destruction may be ransomed. He must be put to death. Every tithe of the land, whether from the seed of the land or the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's. It is holy to the Lord. If a man wants to redeem part of his tithe, he must add a fifth to it. Every tithe of the herd or flock, every tenth animal that passes under the shepherd's rod, will be holy to the Lord. the owner must not examine whether it is good or bad, or make restitution for it. If, however, he does exchange it at all, then both the original animal and the substitute will be holy. It may not be redeemed. These are the commandments that the Lord commanded Moses for the Israelites at Mount Sinai.